Hello, everybody out there in Radioland. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is Muzak for the Observant. My name's Nick. I always say Observant because the Muzak is twisted like that. I always do that every time, and I will to the end of time. We're going to listen to some kickin' new music today, but before that, we're going to start off with a hidden gem of a classic CanCon rock and roll band. It's Sloan with I Am the Cancer here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., the real, authentic country.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips, but are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy, a watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
That was a track called A Little Man with a Gun in His Head by, a duo called String Noise. And it's from a new EP they made that is purely covers of 80s post-punk songs. And that's, so that song is actually a Minutemen song. I don't think you would be able to tell very, very much from it. So very cool stuff, definitely. I can't wrap my head around that, but I thought I should definitely give it a listen. Before that, we had something completely different. It was a singer under the name Kristen Control with a track called White Street. I didn't think I would dig that track so much when I first heard the the beat come in, but it was a really, I think it's a really well-written song. It's really, it's got this 90s kind of shoegaze Britpop kind of hookiness to it that I dig. Before that was a singer named Dawn Vale, or maybe that's the band name. That seems to be a common thing these days. But the track was called 73 from their new album Fades. And I like that song a lot because it sounds like, sort of sounds like Todd Rundgren and Bruce Springsteen, like 80s Bruce Springsteen with the really cheesy electronic keyboards and synthesizers and stuff. And yeah, very kind of sloshy pop music. Yeah, I'm a fan of that style, in case you haven't noticed. And before that was a punk rock group called Counterfeit Jeans with a tune called Gemini. And that song I thought was really neat because it had this feel of like a Jason Lowenstein Sebado song. But the guitar playing, especially there's like that sort of harmonic lick that they do a couple times in the middle of the song. It sounds a lot like Television, so... Sebado and Television is two of my favorite groups, so definitely a good combo there. And of course, at the top of the hour was perennial CanCon champions Sloan with the track I Am the Cancer from their debut album Smeared. And if you know Sloan mostly from their big radio rock hits from the late 90s and early aughts, song probably sounds a bit different. It's because their first album, I guess, was created at the height of Nirvana mania and all that stuff. So every band that was getting signed was trying to create a kind of alt rock, shoegaze, grunge, noisy kind of album. Even though I think Sloan at their heart just really like the Beatles and stuff. So that album is kind of this weird mix of, you know, sort of their very kind of iconic sound, which is sort of power pop, but then there's all these distortion, noise freakouts, and shoegazy kind of guitar dive bomb sound effects going on, kind of trying to fit in with the times. It doesn't always work, but when it does, it's pretty cool. So we're going to move on, and we're going to play a group called Miens. I don't know anything about this band, but they're playing a show on Saturday at... Where are they playing? Oh, they're playing at the Princeton, I believe. And, yeah, I might go check them out, because this tune sounds pretty cool. It's called Catastrophic Converter, and it's playing here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Heaven for Real are making the trek from Halifax to Vancouver just in time to release their new LP,
Kill Your Memory.
Out July 15 on Mint Records. To celebrate, we're throwing a party for them and their friends. Featuring Heaven for Real, Slam Dunk, Whitney Kaye, and Other Jesus. This Saturday, July 16 at the Astoria. Doors at 9:30, cover is $8, high fives are free.
Are you weary of listening to Uncle's tired old war stories? Had enough of Zuzu's quest for father's favor? Do you want to hear tales worthy of the Fire Nation princess herself? Then tune in to Scald's Hall on CITR 101.9 FM and listen to the very best established and upcoming storytellers in the land. Do it, peasant, for your princess commands you.
Join us Fridays at 1 p.m. for the best in spoken word entertainment.
Ty Lee, you're not thinking of changing the dial, are you? That's better.
Enjoy the distance, new philosophy.
That was a track by the Faith Healers called Heart Fog off their excellent album, Imaginary Friend. They're one of my favorite bands, and I've been listening to them for, golly, maybe over 10 years now. And they have really only two LPs that they made back in the 90s, but they're both still really excellent, which is rare for albums that you really liked in high school, honestly. Well, at least for me. Before that was a Canadian jazz trio called Moons with a track called The Counter of the Calmulus. I don't know what that word means, but it's an appropriately difficult word for such a technically proficient band. And it's on their album Myriad 3. And before that was a group called Viewmaster with a song called Pull. I don't know much about them, but I dig the name. Moths and Locusts preceded that, and their track was called Our Dead Leader, which is sounds political, but the music sounded more psychedelic and stoner rocky than anarchist punk band. So I don't have much time here. We're going to make way for Marco with Astrotalk coming up next, as always. And I'm going to end off the show with a hit song. Well, it was a hit song back in the 1970s. I'm not supposed to play those very often, but who cares for now? It's my favorite song of the year. It's Todd Rundgren with I Saw the Light. So thanks a lot for listening to this episode of Muzak for the Observant, and I'll see you next week. Thanks.